the one for your love. Whom do you see? It's little orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. You little sheep, this little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow. There's a store of healthiness handy. My size always on the go. If you want to know, Princess Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth the while if you could be like little orphan Annie?
Well, here it is. Time for more fun and adventure with Orphan Annie. But first, I want to ask you, what kind of a time do you have after school these days? Do you get in on all the fun and games that are going on? Or do you have to pass up lots of the fun because most of the time you're just too tired to keep up with the others? Well, if that's your trouble, here's something you ought to know. Most likely what you need is food more often to help keep up your pep and energy. Yes, sir, not long ago, two famous doctors made tests that showed when people ate more often, they had lots more pep and energy. In those tests, when people had something light to eat or drink between meals, they kept going strong, full of pep and energy all day long. And say, boys and girls just like yourself, thousands of them, will tell you the very same thing. They found out there's nothing better than a big, delicious, ice-cold Ovaltine shake-up right after school every day. They say it takes away that tired, hungry feeling quick as a flash and helps give them lots more pep and energy for all their games and fun. And what's more, they'll tell you those delicious chocolate-flavored Ovaltine shake-ups top all the treats they've ever tasted. And so, if you want lots of pep and energy that helps you win games and have more fun, ask your mother to get you new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine at her grocery or drugstore tonight, so you can have lots of those keen-tasting cold Ovaltine shake-ups every single day from now on. And now, getting back to Annie. Last time, remember, we saw Daddy Warbucks on his yacht in the seaport of Chile, South America. Downhearted and discouraged and urged by his friends, he decided he would have to give up the hopeless search for Annie in one more week unless he received some clue that she is still alive. Meanwhile, on the island, Annie, Joe, and Mr. Wilcox are frantically trying to construct a radio transmitter from the odds and ends they brought ashore from the shipwreck. But there's no knowing whether they'll succeed or not. Here they are today, Annie, Joe, and Mr. Wilcox, hard at work in the palm house. And listen to Joe.
Shucks, Bud. Do you suppose there is a chance of us building any sort of wireless set that'll work?
You've asked that question so often, Joe, I'm beginning to think you're discouraged.
Well, all we can do, Joe, is try and keep on trying until we find out.
Righto, Annie.
But gosh, it looks awful tough. All that stuff you got together there now, Bud, wires and coils, as you call them.
It is tough, Joe. I'm not an expert on this wireless business. If I were, I think I might say that we could do this. With all the material we have here from the wreck, I believe an expert could do it. But I'm just racking my memory for what I studied about wireless and electricity back in England. And let me give you two youngsters a tip.
What, Bud?
Try to remember what you learned. I know that some of the things you have to study at school seem useless to you at the time. Well, perhaps they are at the time. But later, well, later you never know when some of those things you studied at school may be useful.
I guess that's right, Bud.
I know it is, Joe. Well, I'll tell you now, if when I took my course in wireless telegraphy before I entered the merchant marine over in England, if I'd studied a little harder and remembered a little better, I'd be a lot better off trying to build this transmitting set. But I thought I was pretty smart. I knew that once I was an officer, I'd have a wireless man under me and I expected him to do the work. Well, I passed the course all right, but not with as much knowledge as I might have had. And right now, here on this island, it's showing up. If I'd learned everything I could have while I was in school, we'd be a lot better off. As it is, not knowing what to do, I'll have to fuss along with this thing experimenting. So you two remember this lesson if you ever get back to civilization and in school again.
You bet we will, Bud.
Just the same, you seem to be doing pretty well there, Bud.
Not so sure of that. At any rate, we have a magneto that sparks.
I'll say it sparks all right.
Yes, not too bad a job. But this generator we're working on now, I'm not so sure of it. Hand me that pair of pliers there, will you, Joe?
You bet. Just looks pretty good.
Looks good? Looks intricate, Joe. All those coils of wire. Well, I just hope it works according to the theory of generators as I remember them. You see, we're back to what we were talking about. If I'd learned this job better when I had the chance, I wouldn't merely be hoping this generator would work and make electricity. I'd be sure of it.
I see. But lizards, Bud, if this generator does work, what else do we need to send out waves on the air?
What else? Oh, a lot of things, Annie. A circuit breaker, for instance. Sort of like a telegraph key. You split electric impulses and send them out in a sort of design instead of steadily. Otherwise, any waves we put on the air might not be noticed. Then we'll need an aerial.
You mean like the aerials that go on the roofs of houses for radio sets?
In a sense, Joe. Only ours will have to be a standing one instead of a receiving one. An antenna is the word, not aerial. Oh, I'll never forget the first time I saw the big Rugby wireless station in England. It occupies the site 4 miles southeast of Rugby, 1.5 miles long by 1 mile wide. It was designed for simultaneous transmission to all parts of the British Empire and to ships on all 7 seas. Its antenna is 820 feet high. Yes, sir. And this antenna is supported on 12 insulated steel masts, which rise 820 feet above the ground, 1/4 mile apart.
Oh.
Of course, we can't hope for anything like that. But we have palm trees on this island, 80 to 90 feet above the beach, and we fortunately have plenty of wire which we brought ashore before the tiger slipped off the reef. So I think we can get a mighty good antenna together, all right? Which, if we can generate enough power, will be capable of sending out messages for thousands of miles.
Gosh, building this radio and wireless is a mystery to me. I don't see...
There's a lot of mystery in it, Joe, even to experts. But it is known that radio waves tend to spread equally in all directions instead of one, and can be picked up by anyone anywhere who has the proper apparatus to receive them.
Gosh, that's pretty good.
Good? It's just a fact, Joe. So if we do manage to send any messages or signals from here, they'll go out in all directions instead of one, and shoot across the South Pole just as they'll be in the air over Panama or San Francisco.
Miss Annie, shucks, you're Saunders.
Yes, Joey, it's me. Miss Annie.
What is it, Saunders?
Got me think, Miss Annie, that that big brown giant of a Nigel Chief is outside to see you.
Zipidi?
That's his blinking nine. Though what kind of parents the blighter must have had to give him such a nine is more
than... What
does
he want?
Now, blimey, Miss Annie, you know he won't tell me what he wants. The blighter only talks to you. Thinks you has some kind of magic, I guess, because you was the first one of us what talked to him on his island.
Any idea what this is about, Annie?
Not the slightest, Bud.
He must want something, or he wouldn't have come over here from his village. Hand me my belt there, Joe, with a revolver attached, will you?
Yes, sir.
Leaping lizards, now wait a minute. I'm pretty sure the Petey doesn't mean us any harm.
Not the same, Annie. The success of my country in dealing with natives has always been to be prepared.
I say. And as an Englishman, blinking well, I knows it. I don't trust natives.
Now, just a second. The Petey is just as mild and friendly as he can be. Since we put in that water system for his village, bringing fresh spring water down to his village through those bamboo pipes, why, he thinks we're pretty big magicians.
Yeah, good medicine.
Just the same, mighties. I think that big brown bloke is bad medicine.
What do you mean, Saunders? Have you any reason to think he means us harm?
Just that he's a blinking nightist, sir, and can't be trusted.
Can you?
Hey,
can you? Great Scott, Saunders, you've shown yourself to be such a coward since we landed on this island that I...
Oh, I never climbed no medals for bribery, Mr. Wilcox. I am a coward, I admit it, but I'm a good coward. I don't put up no pretenses.
Enough of this, Saunders.
I say, but this Zepeachy is waiting outside to see Miss Annie.
Right. Any idea of what he wants, Annie?
No, but I'm sure he doesn't mean us any harm. He's friendly with us again since we brought that water to his village.
He hadn't better mean us any harm. He only brought 2 of his blasted heathens with him, both with flowers in their hair. And Mr. Silo and Binnacle Bob are out there keeping an eye on him.
Just then he doesn't mean anything.
Just what I think, Joe. This is a friendly gesture of some kind he's making, and we ought to go out there and meet him.
We have to meet him, Annie, whether we like it or not. You see, Saunders, Bob and Mr. Silo are out there?
Aye, sir. And bless me blinking boots, they got their guns ready. And don't tell it I ever said it. But Mrs. Silo's out there, too, and I'd like to be that bloke's effigy if he tries any tricks on her.
It's all right, Bud.
Yeah, Saunders isn't afraid of Mrs. Silo. Why, Zepedi would run a mile from her.
Well, I know it's all right. If Zepedi meant us harm, he wouldn't come here with only two natives, and they wouldn't be wearing flowers in their hair. Because that's a sign of peace.
I think you're right, Annie. But just the same, I'll keep my revolver here at my belt.
Right you are, sir.
Let's go. And Saunders, you bring up the rear.
Aye, sir. That's where I knows I belong.
Come on.
Zepedi's out there, all right. I can see him through the doorway.
Yeah, so can I. And he's wearing flowers in his hair. White flowers. Over that feather cloak he is.
And there's Bob and Mr. Silo. There's the rifles he hid right behind him in those bushes.
Yes. We're all right, no matter what comes.
Zepedi! Welcome! Welcome, Zepedi! Welcome you visit to our camp.
Anna was here. Zepedi say, Anna! Anna!
Anna, Zepedi!
Anna!
Brave Zepedi come visit. Something Waziri do for Zepedi?
No, no, no. Una Puntatora former Zumazunka. Zunka former Puntatora Bunaguma. Zepedi Bunga Ruma Setai Junabuna.
Wait, Zepedi.
Eh?
I not understand your tongue. You know mine. What you want to say?
Oh, Waziri, sorry, Ada. Speak your tongue. Much magic you have, Ada. You girl child, him boy child.
You mean Joe?
Ada, him.
Hot toss.
He start water flow. You make water come to village. Oh, very great magic, Waziri. Many moons no have water such as you bring. My people want you to be Questai, him to be Kumba. Then people of Zepedi be sure to get water. Anna?
Questai? Kumba? What's Zepedi mean?
Your tongue, Questai, means queen. Kumba mean king. Anna, Anna. Want you, him, be king, queen of island.
Huh?
You be queen? He be king? Anna?
Say, did you hear that? Zepedi wants our Anna and our Joe to be queen and king of his island. How would you feel if somebody offered you a chance like that? It certainly looks like exciting times ahead for Annie now. And now, here's a special announcement for all you boys and girls who sent in last week for those beautiful gold-plated two-initial signet rings that Annie offered free to all her friends who tried new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine and sent in that special gold-colored seal. First of all, Annie wants to thank everyone for sending in so promptly. Thousands of letters have come in, and more keep coming with every mail. And so, we're mighty busy on all your orders. We're working at full speed to get all those two initial signet rings made up just as fast as we can. And we're mailing them out by the thousands every day. So don't worry if you haven't received your two initial signet ring yet. It's probably on its way to you right now. And you'll be getting your two initial signet ring with your own two personal initials right on it almost any day now. And be here right on time tomorrow to see what happens when Annie and Joe are made queen and king of the island. And club members, bring your pencils tomorrow for an important message in Annie's secret code. Until tomorrow then, goodbye.